How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, there is no way on this earth that I could do your job just simply from the aspect just trying to balance a budget when you don't have that much money and so many things are involved. How can that be fun?
Well, it's not particularly fun at this point in time, but it's the job that we all have to do. We got to provide the best services we can to our residents, and we got to do it within the resources that we've got.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the budget. Obviously, there's a budget deficit. Tell us what that budget deficit is, and there is a possibility that unless this upcoming tax vote is passed, this millage vote, there are going to be some jobs and services lost.
Well, that's true, Tony. We're in what I would kind of call the perfect storm as we're kind of coming out of a recession here. We see our property values continuing to drop. We see our income tax revenues not recovering as fast as the economy. And then we see a state government that has its own set of financial problems. And all those three things, those are our big money items for the revenue side of our budget. They're all down. And so, consequently, we're looking at a budget, a general fund budget of about $98 million, which is down about $11 million from the current year. Throw on top of that our rising cost of just doing business, and we have a gap of about $20 million that we're trying to resolve.
How much revenue do you anticipate you will lose from the state of Michigan?
About $7 million.
All right. And so as you are in the early stages of looking at places to save monies, have you come up with any at this point in time?
Well, you have to look at this in the context of the last 5 years, Tony. We've been having this challenge in various ways for the last 5 years. Consequently, where we had a workforce of nearly 1,300, we have less than 1,000 employees right now. So we've reduced our staff in various parts of the city over the last 5 years. But we've done it protecting the most critical of municipal services, and that's police and fire. So now on top of this, we now look at a $20 million deficit, and we've got to look across the entire board of city services, and that includes, for the first time, really, police and fire. And so there's a great deal of concern about the impact of that. But the fact is that you can't find $20 million out of our current budget and not look at police and fire. So in that context, we have to look at the number of officers that we can afford to put on the street, 24/7. We have to look at the amount of officers that we can have in the detective bureau, the number of officers we can have assigned to neighborhood watch, community policing, school liaison officers. We've got to look at the number of fire stations we can have, the number of firefighters we can support. And we still have to look at all those other areas where we've been making reductions right along. That's, our parks department, our public service department, our human relations and community services, the infrastructure for the city. Everything's on the table.
Jerry, what is the status on the pay for administrative officials? Is there going to be an increase, decrease? Are they going to hold fast?
Well, we're all half of our workforce, and this includes all the cabinet members, are enjoying basically a 10% reduction this year. Half of our workforce went to a reduced work week this year. Our cabinet officials all took a 10% pay cut. Our council and our mayor all voluntarily gave up some of their salaries. So we've all been part of the solution.
If we had to bet a cup of coffee from the feedback that you've gotten, Jerry, where do you think this, the millage vote stands as we speak?
Well, I think that we haven't, if you had brought this question up 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I think that you would have instantly heard no. You would have seen phone lines light up and all that, and just people saying, no, you're not going to do it. I think at this point, people understand that this is not just the city of Lansing. This is basically across all levels of government. It's a discussion that needs to happen. So I think folks are open. They're listening. They're gonna make an informed choice, I hope. our hope is that we're getting enough of the word out so that people can, in fact, make an informed choice.
Jerry, are you fearful what would happen if the millage doesn't go through?
Well, yeah, it would be significant. There would be significant change in the level of city services. It'd be the services that people, you know, would see, would realize. They'd see a fire station closed. They'd know that there were, you know, not police in schools. They would know. They would notice things. We've done a pretty good job, I think, over the last 5 years of making adjustments, of restructuring what we do, of changing healthcare with employees, things that people don't see. And, you know, to our credit, we've been able to maintain, in most respects, the level of city services people expect. That'll change if we have to take $20 million out of our budget.
Jerry Ambrose is the Lansing Finance Director, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Jerry, as you know, the Rick Snyder budget is calling for cuts to many tax incentives, which could affect some ideas and,
right.
and some projects around the state of around the city of Lansing, including the Aerotropolis. Where do we stand from what you know?
Well, I think we're in a bit of a wait and see. You know, we've heard what the governor has said. We haven't seen the final details. It's not, you know, we have the same situation really with the NAPS building downtown. You know, that project was moving forward with the understanding of some tax incentives being possible. Those things are now in jeopardy, so we're now kind of waiting and watching. You know, the mayor has been clear that you know, taking an across-the-board cut is eliminating all economic development incentives. You know, it's going to have a lot of unintended consequences. That while, you know, some of these incentives, you know, do bear looking at to wipe the slate clean at this point in time, puts a lot of things that are, you know, in process in jeopardy. So we're concerned and we're watching, but unfortunately we don't have any answers right now.
Jerry, had work started on any of those projects?
No, I think the NAPS, you know, the entire process of putting incentives into place and public hearings and a lot of this background work that has to happen, in fact, you know, has been well underway. You know, people invested time and money in all those processes. The actual, you know, hammer on the nail hasn't actually started yet.
All right, Jerry. Well, there are so many challenges ahead for us here in Lansing, and obviously we're hoping for the best. We always appreciate your time. It's very enlightening. Any news from the mayor in his trip to India in efforts to try and bring some manufacturing here to Lansing?
Well, the mayor is back. He made it back safely. They were able to have the meetings that they intended to have. You know, beyond that, I think things are still in a kind of an evolving stage, but all the reports we have are very positive.
All right, Jerry Ambrose from the city of Lansing. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay. All right. Take care, Don. Yeah.